Let's open our Bibles at the 22nd Psalm, the Psalm numbered 22. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and I'm not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. The book of Psalms is really five books. It's a Pentateuch, and there are five books of Psalms. You'll find all about Genesis in the first book. You'll find all about Exodus in the second book. You'll find all about Leviticus in the next book, and so on. So read the Psalm book, and you will find five books lined up with the books of God. But in this part, the first part, there are three Psalms that you should never forget. Psalm 22, Psalm 23, and Psalm 24. Jesus Christ is the shepherd, but he bears three titles. He's the good shepherd. He's not only the good shepherd, but he's the great shepherd. And he's the chief shepherd. If you want to find where those titles are written, start reading the Gospel of Matthew, and keep reading until you find the three special names of the shepherd. But you'll notice something, that Psalm 22 is about one shepherd, and he's the great shepherd. Psalm 23 is about the good shepherd. And Psalm 24 is about the chief shepherd who wins the victory. And where does he end? He ends at the gates of heaven, and the great gates open for him, and he goes in to take his crown. I trust that today, as we sit at this table, we'll see Christ.
Amen.
And we'll see him as the chief shepherd. We will see him as the good shepherd, and we'll see him as the great shepherd. It was as a great and good and chief shepherd, he gave his body to be broken. He gave his blood to be shed. What for? To save a wretch like you and me. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great. Grace was free. And full atonement was carried out for me. There my soul found victory. Where? At Calvary. Let's visit Calvary in a while. And let's take the bread and remember it's the memorial of a body broken. Let's drink the cup and remember it is a memorial of bloodshed. And let us say, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee. May God draw us closer to to our Lord today. Amen. Some brother, lead us now in thanksgiving for the bread.